svett och vagen des pilgrimäglinik on the everlasting eye. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting eye. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting God. What have I to dread? What have I to feel? Leaning on the everlasting arm. Blessed peace with my Lord's only. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting God. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting God. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you have victory? There is one. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's die. There is wonder. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in the life-giving flow. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you the service for Jesus your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. To sing, there is power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. precious blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. In the grave my fears leave. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believe, through many days
worship. There is no other name.
Praise God.
So we praise your name this evening, Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, we give you the glory.
Amen.
We thank you.
Praise God.
Let's sing it
praise
again. Amazing
God.
Grace. Amazing grace.
Amen.
Amazing grace. Oh.
Amazing grace. How sweet. But now I am found. Was blind, but now I see.
How many are ready to say thank you, Lord Jesus? How many are ready to say, Lord, I appreciate you? How many are ready to say, Lord, your amazing grace, oh, is so sufficient, that has taken me through the day. And even this evening, Lord Jesus, I have this privilege, Lord, to be in your presence. Let us all pray. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Just thank the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you. Look at what he has done. Today, your footsteps, wherever you have been, it has been His grace. You don't know how the enemy challenges every footstep that you take. Oh, if the Lord would just open for you to see the grace that has protected you, that has taken you through, oh, you would truly say, Lord, I thank you. But we believe in our heart that the Lord is always by our side. Even if we shall walk through the valley of shadow of death, we will fear no evil because He's always with us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Heavenly Father, we just say, blessed be thy name, Lord, for the grace that Lord Jesus always is sufficient for us. It's always available, Lord. Father, to our working places, Lord Jesus. Oh, we've been there and we are back, Lord. Our children have gone to school. Oh, Lord Jesus, you've protected them and kept them safe, Lord. They've come back home. Oh, Lord, even this evening, Father, the test that you've placed upon our hearts, Lord Jesus, even to seek your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for that genuine message that you have given to us from our various homes. And that, Lord, we are here this evening, oh God, and no one comes to your presence and goes back the same. Father, we know already, Lord Jesus, right in us, oh God, with great anticipation that, Lord Jesus, this evening, oh Lord, once again, you are going to bless us, Lord. So, Father, we open our hearts tonight, Lord. Our thoughts, our mind, everything, Lord, we lay before the altar this evening. The Lord Jesus led the call, oh God, oh, from the altar, from the fire, Lord Jesus, touch us, Lord. And even if there is anything that, Lord, we have done wrong, Lord, it will cleanse us this evening, that we will find favor in your sight, Lord Jesus. Oh, touch us, Lord. Touch each and everyone tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, only your touch, oh Lord Jesus. We know, God, oh Lord, it will do great things in us, Lord. And Father, even we, oh Lord, by faith, Lord Jesus, lift up our hands and touch you also, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we thank you once again for the day, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have this privilege again to turn to your word, oh God, and hear from you. Father, even as we turn to the reading of your word, oh Lord Jesus, bless your word, oh God, knowing that the Holy Spirit is here. Father, let the life of it, oh God. We are here to pray, oh Lord Jesus. Grant us that spirit, Lord, that we, our utterances, Lord Jesus, oh, will come right from the Spirit, Lord, not from man. But Lord Jesus, we will say the very things that, oh God, oh, you want us to say. Pray over the things that, Lord Jesus, you want to pray. Father, you know where we lack, oh God. We pray that, Lord Jesus, our prayer, oh Father, will replenish, will just fill the vacuums, Lord, and make us once again as whole. You restore to us even those things that we have lost, Lord. We thank you once again. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. As we are still standing, let us turn to Genesis 17. You are welcome to the house of God. We read from Genesis 17. One to seven. Let's hear the word of God. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. walk before me and be thou perfect. And I'll make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face. Amen. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Amen. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I'll make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Oh, praise the Lord. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thee and to thy seed after thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, yes, Lord Jesus, we know that you gave Abraham this covenant unconditionally. And that, Lord Jesus, we are the seeds of Abraham. And we know that this promise, this covenant, Lord Jesus, is ours. So tonight, Lord, we are looking at the covenant tonight and claim all the Lord Jesus that you have ordained for us, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, bless our lips tonight that we would do the claiming and bring back the restoration, Lord Jesus, where, Lord, is needed to be restored. Father, bless your word and bless us tonight. Even we commit as many that are not here, Lord, tonight in your hands, O God. That, Lord, the same blessings, Lord, will reach them wherever they are. Amen. Lord, in Jesus' name, once again, we commit ourselves. Bless your church tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, wonderful. Praise God. Tonight. Amen. These are the people God called tonight. And so we got to hear the word of God tonight. Praise the Lord. You are welcome to the house of God. And I don't know whether I had to say, let me just speak about my testimony to raise up every faith tonight. Hallelujah. You know, last Sunday, a pastor announced that our younger brother, Junior, will be traveling to Holland and will be away for 6 months. So I needed to go with him. So last Monday, we left here. Our flight was in the evening, around 7:30. So we got, you know, Holland is 1 hour ahead. So we go to Amsterdam. It was at 10 p.m. Actually, we planned to sleep over in the airport. Though I have a place in Amsterdam where we could just go and sleep, but it was very far, and I never wanted to disturb my host. So we stayed in the airport. It was really very cold. We went through some cold medicine. But meanwhile, when we left here, we were still looking for accommodation. For the accommodation matter had still not yet been settled, praise God, because it was somehow halfway, because the house that we got, the guy was saying somebody was in the room, and the room will be vacated on the 31st, but he is supposed also to be at the campus on the 26th. For the induction course, because that was obligatory. So he has to be at the campus on the 26th, and But the room wasn't ready yet. It would be ready on the 31st. But we just went anyhow. So while the morning, in the morning, we started calling for this bread and breakfast, where he could stay for the 5 nights. We're calling. First one we called, said the person said he would charge €160 for 5 nights. 160 for 5 nights. And we felt 160 was what? Too much. So we decided to call other ones. But as we called, the prices were going up. 200. We called another, 250. We called another, 280. I said, then, Junior, let's call, let's go back to the first one and call that one. When we called that one, he said, that place is gone. It was really a hard time. But we had prayed, and so we knew that God would surely make a way for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I told Junior, look, the place where you are supposed to be, call the man and tell him that, look, we are trying to find a bed and breakfast, but it's very expensive. So we want to come and leave our baggage in the house. And then after the induction, we will come back to Amsterdam and sleep, because he's going to Groningen. It's about, train is about 1 hour, 30 minutes from Amsterdam. So after the induction, then we will come back to Amsterdam and sleep. So he called the man, and the man said, okay, bring the things, bring your things. I can keep them till the room is all ready for you to come in. Then for a while, the man said, okay, there is one lady in the house, but she has traveled to Germany. She's also a student. She's gone for a short holiday. So what I will do is that I will call her to find out if she would allow you to stay in her room for that 5 days while the other one will be ready for you to move in. So we waited. We said, Lord, we believe that you will do something for us. So he called back. He said, the sister says, go to her room. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we didn't pay anything. So now he's in the same house, the same house where he's going to stay. All the headache about the B&B and all everything, we didn't pay a penny. Praise the Lord. So he has to be there until the other guy leaves, and then he takes his room. So that's what the Lord actually did for us. And he's a God that answers prayer. Amen. Brethren, tonight, whatever is on your heart, just ask by faith. As I read something from the prophet, he said, there is something in the human heart that calls out for worship. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, he has placed it in your heart. See, there's something in the heart of a man that calls for what? Calls for worship. He said, somewhere, he said, no man is on earth here without worship. Praise God. Amen. No man is on earth here without what? Without worship. He said, you worship something. So tonight, we are going to worship him. You go to worship. I said, either you worship your son, your wife, your husband, or even your car. But we are here to worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. And tonight, our topic is, my covenant is with thee. My covenant is with thee. Praise the Lord. When the prophet was preaching this message, looking unto Jesus, he read for his text, Isaiah 45:22-24. Let's read that. Isaiah 45:22-24. Quick. Yeah. He said, look unto me and be saved to all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and it shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Last one, surely shall one say in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. How many believe it tonight? So the prophet was preaching on that topic, look unto me. And then the prophet himself said, many people will say, we have heard this for many years. Look unto me, look unto me. Well, that is true. The prophet said, that is true. We have heard it for many years. But the question is, what do you see when you look? Praise the Lord. You are complaining that, oh, we have been hearing this, look unto me, look unto me. We have been looking unto God, but nothing has happened. The question is, when you look, what do you see? Praise the Lord. When you look, what do you see? Just like what? You've heard it before. Pharaoh and Moses, as the prophet said, they were all looking through the same window. Looking at what? The children of God. In the mud. They were looking, the two people, they were looking at the same scene, but they were seeing it differently. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pharaoh was seeing them as well, some people that are without word, future. But Moses was seeing that God was with them. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see the difference? So he said, when you look, what do you see? Pharaoh saw them as well, slaves. People without word, any future. But Moses was seeing that God was in their midst. That is why he said he forsook his Egypt. Praise the Lord. He chose rather to suffer affliction with those people than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He knew that where he was standing, it was just for a season. It was surely, it has a beginning, and so it will surely end. All things will pass away, but God never passes away. Praise the Lord. So it depends on what you see. Amen. Lot and Abraham. See? Abraham said, Lot, look. Look. If you go east, I go west. Look, make your own choice. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And look at the choice Lot made. They were looking at the same thing. If Lot had got what? The discernment of looking. He would have seen that that place was, the prophet said, had been reserved for judgment. He would have seen that God would never be at that place. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He would have known that that place wasn't meant for a place for God. Because God can never be in a place where there is sin. Amen. You remember the time when sin came into the camp? God asked Moses, move the ark out from the camp and place it afar off. Because God can never be in the midst of what? In the midst of sin. So anyone that wants to worship has to go beyond the camp. Praise God. That's why we go to always search and look at the camp we have built around ourselves. And go beyond that camp. Because God will never be there. Praise the Lord. So when you look, what do you see? And even when we look at that woman at the well, compare her with what? With the Pharisees.
They all saw that man. Praise God. They all met that man. Amen. The woman of the world, though living in sin. And look at these learned people, the scribes and the Pharisees, who were what? Waiting for a Messiah. They looked at him and they said, what did they see? They saw him as what? Beelzebub. Praise the Lord. They saw him as what? Beelzebub. But this woman, he said, I perceive you are a prophet. Oh, praise the Lord. This one said, I perceive you are a prophet. Because I know. See, I love that. He said, because I know there is coming one whose name is called Christ. That means even she knew the name of who was coming. There is one coming whose name is Christ. And when he comes, he will tell us all, not some, all things. Praise God. And so it depends on when you look, what do you see? Oh, praise God. When you look, what do you see? Tonight, brethren, he is here. We are looking at him now. And it will depend on how you see him tonight, my brother, my sister. Amen. He said, if you draw nigh unto me, I will also draw nigh unto you. See? If you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you also. Amen. So tonight, let us draw nigh unto him with full assurance of faith. Praise God. That he is able in every situation, every condition. Look at the testimony I've just given. Brethren, we were really, you see, it was really tough for us because when the time, he has to be at the induction at 1 o'clock. We were still in Amsterdam, train station, calling because he has to find a place before. I say goodbye to him. And the time was getting closer and closer. And at the same time, we were watching the train that could take him and put him in Groningen before the induction. We have this short period. Oh, brethren, there you see the hand of God. And we call this man. He has never seen Junior before. Never knew anything. Why? Only we called from here, Dublin here, to what? Book that room and paid for the advance. Praise the Lord. But he said it would be 31st. The time was getting closer. He has to move. And we have not found a place. Where was he going? Oh, praise the Lord. He said, call that man. And the man called back. Come, there is a room. Just come and take. And Junior says when he entered that sister's room, she could see a lot of things that is about. You could see that the sister is a Christian. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Brethren, our Lord, he is good. So let us draw nigh unto him with full assurance of faith. Praise God. Believing that in him, all things are possible. Because he has left to us, he said, my covenant is with thee. My covenant is with thee. Now, what is the meaning of covenant? When you look at it from the dictionary, it gives you many, many meanings. It tells you that covenant is a contract. It will tell you covenant is an agreement. It is a compact. It is a pact. It is an accord. It is a deal. Making a deal. Amen. It's a bargain. It's a settlement. It's a pledge. It's a promise. It's a guarantee. Amen. Just that one word, you see. It's very strong word. But we have a biblical meaning to what this covenant is. Praise God. It's a bond. Amen. It's a bond. And my brother, my sister, a bond that goes with what? An oath. A bond that goes with what? An oath. Unconditional. Amen. Normally, covenant between two people is an agreement that I will do this, you will do this. I will do that, you will do this. So we come to what? In politics, they will call it a treaty. Amen. Amen. But here, God takes all and swear upon it again. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He took everything and swore upon it on his part that I will bless you. I will multiply you. Let us read verse 7. He said, "And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed, and thy seed after thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant." And what? Everlasting covenant. To be a God unto you. Amen. Amen. Everlasting covenant. And we all know that. Turn to Hebrews 6. Let's read Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6, 13 to 15. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. Hebrews 6:13. He said, "For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself."
Amen.
The next verse. "Saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee." He didn't ask Abraham also, "Abraham, swear that you believe in me." No, sir. Oh, praise the Lord. But he swore a bond. He bonded himself. Praise God. Oh, my brother, unconditional. But the prophet said, man always breaks his covenant with God. But God will never break his covenant. His covenant can never be broken. The covenant still stands tonight. God can never break his covenant.
Amen.
And he will never do it.
Amen.
Because he's a sovereign God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's a sovereign God. He can never break his covenant. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Let's read Hebrews 10, 15 to 17. He said, "Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he has said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." Verse 17. "And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more."
Amen.
Oh, brethren, believe that.
Amen.
He's written his word in our heart. It is there, my brother. This is a covenant he has made as through the new birth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's written in our heart. Oh, yes, sir. The word of God is in your heart. It's in your mouth. As Moses was telling the children of Israel, his last sermon, he said, "The word is in your mouth. It is not beyond the seas for you to ask who can go beyond the seas and bring it to us. It is not in heaven that who go over there and bring it down to us. He said, is in you.
Amen.
Deity.
Amen.
It's in you. It's in your mouth. Speak it. Because that's what he created us in his own image.
Yes.
Look at Adam. He gave him dominion, authority over everything. That is the restoration we have received.
Amen.
The covenant he has made for us.
Amen.
The new birth. Praise God.
Amen.
Unconditional is for you only. Your only part is what? To accept. Look at a covenant like this. Yours is only the part you need to play is what? To accept and receive it and believe it.
Amen.
And let it work in your life.
Amen.
That's what he wants. Amen, brethren. In the message book, Israel and the Church, 1953, paragraph 25, he said, God told Abraham, I'll bless you and I'll make you a father. He said, not I will. He said, I have made you father. Praise the Lord. Not I will. I've made you. And you will come to me in an old age. And you are going to be saved. I have already done it. I have already said so. You haven't got anything to do with it. See, unconditional. You haven't got anything to do with it. It's unconditional. God determined to have his church. So every time he made a covenant with man, man breaks his covenant. And he does yet even today. Man will always break his covenant with God. But God can't break his covenant.
Amen. Amen.
With man.
Amen.
God will never break it. The thing is, he can't do it. Amen.
Amen.
God can't break his covenant. See, my covenant is with thee. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let us go back and place ourselves under what? Under this covenant. Amen. Let's go back and place ourselves under this covenant. Because it's still there. Praise God. It is still there. Oh. It is still there. Amen. He says, all things are possible to them that believe. It's a covenant he's made with you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
One thing I have, my brother, let's learn from one another. One thing I have now really learned from my own experiences that I will never murmur. In any condition.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yesterday was a really tight something for us, but I know how we prayed. And the whole thing was just going the other side.
Amen.
But when the doubts or memory, I just cleared it off. I knew something was going to happen.
Amen.
But because we cannot just be stranded that way. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And God really proved himself.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
My brother said, all things. Believe it tonight. All things are possible.
Amen.
To them that believe.
Amen.
It is not in heaven.
Amen.
It is not what?
Amen.
Beyond the seas. Deity is in you. Believe it and speak what you are looking for tonight.
Yes, yes, yes.
Believe it. God wants to do something. He brings in some testimony to lift up the hearts of the people.
Amen.
Praise God that he is alive. He is still today. Amen. If you are looking for documents, believe it tonight that you will receive it.
Amen.
Oh, look at Goran and Valentina. They came to prayer meetings once, twice, and the Lord had opened a door for them. They are working.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If we will believe, and most of the time we parents, let us take faith and believe for our children. Lord, I want my child to be this way.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's establish them. Because he said, I have established my covenant with you.
Yes.
So let's establish this covenant with upon our families. Praise God. My covenant when I made that offering on Calvary. See? He said, I have perfected forever them that are sanctified. Praise the Lord. That is the true word, the new birth. He has already perfected. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Ever anyone that is sanctified, that has received the new birth, he has already perfected everything for you. Oh, the word is inscribed in your heart, my brother, my sister. It is there. All things are possible to them believe. I don't want to speak so much tonight. But what is upon your heart tonight?
Yes.
My brother, my sister, just believe.
Amen. Amen.
He is here tonight to fulfill. He is a part of the covenant. Amen. He said, Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. The same thing applies to us. Praise the Lord. The prophet in this message stands still. In 1957, paragraph 19, the prophet was trying to take away doubts out from the congregation. Amen. So there were people, some sick, those in wheelchairs, those with sickness and all sorts of things, they were all seated there. And the prophet said, if this man seated here will look at what? The opposition. Will look at the circumstances that he's living in. How could he be healed? Praise the Lord. So if you will look at what? You see it as something impossible. Then how can it be possible? Said, that man, this woman in that wheelchair, if she looks at the circumstances that she's in, how could she receive her healing? Oh, praise the Lord. Said, if that man sitting there looked at the opposition, a cripple in that chair, he said, if this nice, clean-looking man sitting back there in the wheelchair look at the circumstances, how is he going to receive his healing? My brother, tonight, don't look at it anything. He said, what if that lady lying on the chair, leaning back, looks at the circumstances? If this poor blind woman leaning on the shoulder of another thought of what? The circumstances. What if Abraham had looked at the circumstances? Could Isaac could have come? Praise the Lord. If we say we are the seeds of Abraham, our father never looked at the circumstances, he never looked at the deadness of his own body, nor looked at the deadness of the womb of his wife, Sarah. Oh, yes. My brother, he believed God. Oh, my. He believed God. He didn't look at the trouble. How? No, sir. That's not your work.
Amen. Amen.
That's not your work.
Amen.
That's for him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That is for him. Yours, he said, just believe. Amen. Amen. That I can do it for you. Amen. Praise God. He said, the doctors has tried. He failed. He's a man, like I am, you are. If you look at that, then you are going to be a failure to begin with. But the Christian doesn't look at the circumstances. He looks at the word and stands still. God says so. That settles it.
Amen.
God says so and that settles it. So tonight, brethren, he said, sometimes we allow circumstances of the world to distract our attentions. He said, let us wake up. Just listen to the prophet. He said, die out. Die out tonight to every symptom of what doubts. Praise the Lord. Die out to circumstances. Die out to everything else. That, and let Christ live tonight.
Amen.
To do his work in you. How many believe the musicians start coming? Tonight, with this faith, this short exhortation, let us hold on to it. Because it is not what preaching so long will do the thing, but as the whole, the nugget has been what laid to us, telling us that the word, he said, he has already what inscribed it in your heart. He's written it in your mind. Praise the Lord. The word is in your heart. It's in your mouth. Just speak it. Praise God. And believe what you say.
Amen.
And it will come to pass. Said, we are the seeds of Abraham. We are serving the same God Abraham served. The God of Abraham. We are serving that same God. Is it impossible for God to say something, to do something, and then in another same circumstances he fails? No, sir. The way how he did it, he will still do it that same way. If the condition is the same, he's obliged to do it, obligated to do it. If the same condition, the same faith is applied, believing that same way, he had nothing to do. He got to what? Answer your prayer. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Do you love him?
Amen.
The Lord is faithful, my brother. Our God is faithful. He is so much faithful, and he will never fail. He will always provide our needs. He has promised, and it will never fail. Amen. Amen. How many believe tonight?
I can, I will,
thank you.
I do,
thank you,
believe. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe that Jesus is. Salvation free. can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe that Jesus is.
Speak to him. If you say you are trusting in him, you are holding him by his word that you have heard tonight. Oh, my brother, my sister, just believe it. The word is in your mouth, it's there. Just speak it. Create it for the Lord to come and take it over. Yours is to believe. My brother, if you say you are trusting in him and only in him, then trust in him. He will make it come to pass. If you say you have taken him by his word tonight, oh, God bless you. God bless you for taking his word. God bless you according to what he has said. Oh, my brother, my sister. He has proven himself many times that if we only will come back to the covenant, oh, he's always there. He has never canceled that covenant. He cannot break it. He has already sworn unconditional. He never asks you to swear. He has sworn over it. And God is not a liar. He's faithful in everything that he says. And whatever he says, it is yea and amen. My brother, the same word that said, let there be light, and was light. That same word is in your mouth. It's in your mouth. Because this world was created by the word of God. That word is in your mouth. When he said, let there be light, and there was light. When he said, peace be still. And the billows and the storms and the winds got to obey him. Is your ship being tossed? Is it being blown by billows and storms? You're troubled. Are you being tossed by all these evil billows? Just speak the word. Peace. Be still. Silence them. Any dead condition, anything that is not working in your life, it looks, the devil has put some kind of what? Death condition upon it. Tonight, my brother, my sister, you have the resurrection power tonight. That same word is in your mouth. When he said, come forth, Lazarus. nothing could stop. Dead condition, life went back there. Restoration. Anything that is dormant, put life into it tonight. By the word of God. Because the word that you speak will bring that condition to life again. Yes, believe it. Oh, yes. Believe it, my brother, my sister. Believe it. You have the authority over every circumstance the enemy has created. Tonight, the power of the Holy Ghost is here tonight. His covenant is with you. My covenant is with thee. Say, yes, Lord, I accepted it. I've accepted it, Lord. The prophet said, the power is already in you. Power is already in you. There is no need to pray for, Lord, give me power. No, sir. The power is already in you. And the prophet said, it is what remains is the faith that you use to bring that power out to do its work. The faith to use that power. That power is already in you. Deity is in you. The word of God is in you. Now is what remains, your faith now. To use that power. I can see Satan running all over. He's gone. My brother, he's not here. My sister is not here. Speak the word now. Say, Lord, let the Holy Spirit now, oh, speak out. If you are engulfed in the storms of life, we know the enemy will come in the form of a wind. He will come in the form of a storm. You come in the form of rain and beat upon you. But you have someone by your side now. Now. Who is the master of the storm? Oh, praise God. Tell him, I know the master of the wind. When the devil is trying to tell you, look, these storms, even I cannot do anything about it. Tell the devil that, yes, I am that storm. Oh, yes, sir. Praise God. Are you sick? Remember that woman with the blood issue for 12 years. No physician could help her, could heal her. They might have told her case was chronic. It's a fatigue syndrome. And that she was going to die. What did she do? Oh, holding the helm of a man. No promise. No one promised her. But she believed. Oh, she created it herself. She believed, she created it herself. Said, if I but hold the helm of this, oh, righteous man, I believe I will be healed. And virtue went out of the Holy One to heal her. He's still here tonight. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Just got a faith. Look at that man by the pool of Bethesda. He always believed that one day, oh, healing will come his way. And it came. The same angel that has been troubling the waters. The same angel just came, walked by, came right to him, take up your bed and go home. That same Jesus is here tonight. You know what the man said, told Jesus? He said, I have no man. I have no man to help me. When the waters are troubled, I have no man. Yes, no one can do it for you. He's here, only him. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Your children want to glorify you, Lord. We want to glorify you, Lord Jesus. Your name, we want to lift it up. We want to tell our testimonies, Lord, to glorify your name. Lord, tonight, all utterances, Lord Jesus, that are pouring from the lips, right from their hearts, Lord Jesus, tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God. Oh, I lift up my faith and the faith of my brother and my sister tonight. Oh Lord, to bring to pass their request tonight, Lord Jesus. That they come back, Lord, to give testimony to the glory of your name. The covenant tonight, Lord. As you said, my covenant is with thee. Oh yes, Lord, we have accepted the covenant tonight. And we've come under the covenant tonight. That Lord Jesus, oh, the promise that goes with it. Oh, Lord Jesus, we claim them tonight. We claim them tonight, Lord. We claim them tonight. Lord, turn your ears, Lord, to your children tonight. Turn your ears to us tonight, Lord. Hear our cry tonight, Lord. Yes, somewhere along the line, Lord, we left the covenant. But tonight, Lord, you've come reminding us that the covenant still stands. So, Lord, we come under the covenant tonight. You've assured us that it still stands, Lord. And we believe that, Lord, the covenant stands for us. And Lord Jesus, just as, Lord, you changed the name of Abraham and then the blessings followed. Lord, if there is anything that, Lord, needs to be changed in our life, Father, we lay them before you, God. Burn out, Lord Jesus, those names that are not desirable, oh God, in our lives. Kill those names, Lord. We have fallen upon our faces tonight. Just as you call Abraham, Abraham fell upon his face. Oh, yes. Just as our father Abraham believed that you are the Jehovah Jireh, that's the revelation he had of you. That you are God that provides all needs. We look unto you tonight in that same spirit, in that same vein, in that same Lord Spirit of God, believing that you faileth not. Every chapter, every verse is mine. Tonight, every word, every chapter, every verse in this is ours. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the covenant that he still stands for us. You have not looked at our loose ends, but tonight, Lord, you have promised us that we turn back to the covenant. Brethren, believe it from tonight that the covenant still stands for you. Praise God. It still stands for you. Unconditional. He never asks you to do anything to receive. Just believe. And all that you have asked him tonight, continue to hold it. Just like Jacob wrestled till he was blessed. What you have asked, wrestle with it. Hold on to him. With faith and belief. My brother, my sister, what you've asked tonight, believe it. It will come to pass.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, my heart sings today, sings for joy and gladness. Jesus is satisfies, banishes my sadness. Guilt is gone, peace is mine, peace like to a river. Jesus is a wonderful, mighty to deliver. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Now the sins of the past, they've been all forgiven. And my name is inscribed in the book of heaven. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame.
Wonderful is
my Redeemer, praise his name. Living here with my Lord in the Holy Union. Day by day, all the way, holding sweet communion. Over change, praise his Lord in my lovely station. Since my soul has received full and free salvation. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Give me oil in my lamp.
Let your word keep on burning in us. Tonight, the covenant, oh Lord, we thank you we've come back to the covenant that has never been broken. It is still there. Amen.
In my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Hallelujah. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, keep me burning till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna. Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me singing. Give me joy in my heart. I pray. Hallelujah. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me singing. Keep me singing till the rain. Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna,
sing,
Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Give me peace in my heart, give me rest in, give me peace in my heart, I pray. Hallelujah. Give me peace in my heart. Give me resting. Give me resting till the break of day. Sing.
Hosanna.
Sing. Hosanna. Sing. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna,
sing,
Hosanna to the King. Make us fishers of men, keep us seeking. Make us fishers of men, I pray. Hallelujah, make us fishers of men, keep us seeking, keep us seeking till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna. Sing, Hosanna to the King.
Amen. Now listen, he said, I will multiply thee exceedingly.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. Praise God. He said, an everlasting covenant. Everlasting covenant. And I will be your God. Praise the Lord. And to thy seed. And here we are. Brethren, it's for us. Do you want to thank him that what you have asked tonight, he has already done it.
Not he will do it, because the condition, the covenant, unconditional. Not I will do it, but what? I have done it.
Amen.
So what you have asked, do you believe that it is what? It is done.
Amen.
That is the covenant. Praise the Lord. Not he will do it, but what? He has done it. Amen. Let's thank him. Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Tonight we came in. Father, you've raised our faith, Lord. Now you've, Lord Jesus, even, oh, shown to us that the covenant still stands for us, oh God. Unconditional, oh, covenant. Whereby, Lord, you said you have already done it. Not that you will do it. And so tonight, Lord, even our utterances, oh Lord, our requests, our prayer, all the things that we have asked tonight, Lord Jesus, we believe according to the covenant, you have already done it. And so, Lord, we say thank you, oh God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory that, Lord, you have done it, because it is already established. And you said your word will never return to you void. It will go and accomplish. Oh, it will go and fulfill. And Lord Jesus, we know what we have said, Lord Jesus, will never return to us the same. It will come back fulfilled, Lord. That's why we believe under the covenant. It is not a tool, but it is already done. And we believe it tonight, Lord. And we will come back with our testimonies, Lord, to glorify you, or to lift up your name, to tell it everywhere that our God, he liveth. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, our God, the God of Abraham, is still here tonight. We believe it, Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, when you went on Calvary, you have perfected for once all them that, Lord, you have sanctified. And so, Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you have already perfected us. We bless you, Lord, tonight. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, what you've done for us tonight. And Father, we remember our brethren who are not here, Lord Jesus. Oh, let this same covenant of God, oh, be their portion, Lord. Oh, that Father, you know how you speak to your children. You know how to turn their own hearts, Lord. Let the same blessings be upon them, Lord. And same also, Father, we want to commit Friday, Lord, into your hands. The Lord Jesus, once again, we know that you have laid your name here, where you said you meet with the worshippers of God. Meet us with us once again, Lord. And let, Father, let us receive more of you, O God. We commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands, Lord. Father, oh, he is the head of the house. And Lord Jesus, he needs, Lord, your leadership. He needs your support. He needs, Lord Jesus, all that it takes to be a leader of God. Father, grant him and bless him and his family, Lord. And bless every office here, Lord Jesus, from the ministry, oh, to the deacons, to the song leaders and the musicians. Oh, Lord, bless the husbands, wives, children, Lord. Bless each and everyone, the youths, in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight we bring all under the covenant, Lord. That always is already fulfilled. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. Grant us once again, Jenny Mercy is back. And the Lord, even in our closets, O God, as we lay, O Lord, let these words that we have heard, O God, continue to meditate upon it, Lord. Oh, kill every doubt away, O Lord. That, Father, our request tonight will stand, O Lord. We take our request with us, Lord. And, Father, we will come back with what? Waving, O Lord, what you have done for us to glorify your name. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord, for the grace that you have given to us tonight to be in your presence. May your name be lifted up always, forever and ever. We thank you for the everlasting covenant that still stands for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. God bless you. God bless you. Just greet your brother, greet your sister. God bless you. And believe that what you have committed, he is more than able to bring it to pass. What you have committed into his hands tonight, you will receive it. Amen.
Praise God. Let's sing last song and then.
Jesus is ever shining. Ever shining. Ever shining, Jesus is ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining. Shining, ever shining, Jesus is ever shining, ever shining.